insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Thumma assalatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibi qulubina abil qasim al-mustafa Muhammad wa ala ali baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'sumin. La siyama baqiyatullahi fil alameen. Ruhi wa arwahu al-alameena liturabi maqdamihi al-fida. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of some more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون.
We were discussing verse 83, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Holy Prophet that وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, worship no one but Allah, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, do good to the parents, and it goes on. I would like to remind that this verse is the continuation of the series of verses that are discussing the issue of Bani Israel and addressed to the children of Israel or the tribes of Bani Israel that were around Medina. There's no question about the importance and how important it is that one should respect, give extra respect to the parents. All right, there's no question regarding that. But what does this mean? What is the practical application of that? If we don't take the right and correct practical application of that, in the name of respecting the parents, we could actually be misleading and misguiding ourselves and falling into the wrong tracks. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't asked us to do so and to respect the parents to the extent that we disobey His laws. This is a fact. The Holy Quran mentions that, and logically that is the case. God would not tell us, give us a set of laws and then say, listen to this person, which is the parents in our case, which will tell you to do something that's wrong and that you would have to listen to that. Well, there's a contradiction between, am I supposed to pray? Am I supposed to fast? Or am I supposed to not fast? Which one is it? You can't command me to fast and then say you need to obey your parents, and the parents say you don't fast. You know, that doesn't make sense, and that's not logical. The Holy Quran tells us that we're not supposed to listen to the parents when they tell us to do something wrong and something bad. This amount of it is known. The practical application of that, again, is a little, you know, people find that a little difficult. Sometimes people have difficulty accepting or doing something that they realize is right because the parents are not okay with that. All right. This is where, you know, the misunderstanding of this verse, misunderstanding of this command that Islam gives us causes problems, okay? I realize something is being right, My parents, on the other hand, say that you shouldn't do that. Now, there's already a certain amount of, bad feeling that one would have in their gut. Okay, they would feel bad inside, and they would feel a little uncomfortable to do something that the parents are strongly against. Okay, but if there's not an Islamic backing for this, it would be easier to do what is right, what I have realized is to be the right choice and the right decision to make. But because in the religion we have this, that kind of makes me start to think, okay, I don't need to do this that I have realized is the right decision for me. Okay, why? Because I'm supposed to respect my parents. No, this verse is not saying that you make a decision that you know is wrong. It is going to ruin your future just because the parents have said that. That's not the respect that is being said here, okay? When a decision is right, now, whether it is something that that Islam has directly told us it is wajib for us to do, or Islam hasn't directly told us this is wajib, but logic tells us this is what we're supposed to do. For example, okay, just one example that the issue comes up a lot is the issue of marriage, okay? If I want to get, you know, every person is going to be getting married, all brothers and sisters need to get married. When marriage, the issue of marriage comes, the parents, sometimes some parents start to speak to their children and to their son or daughter in this way that you've got to marry this person. If you don't want to marry that person, I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to help you. And, you know, they show their strong discouragement, and actually they try to force them to marry a certain individual. All right. Now, it doesn't say in Islam that it's wajib to marry someone that you like. And because of that, some people take these verses and similar hadith about the respect for the parents and take that and say, no. If I go against what my parents have said in this case, then I'm going to have a miserable life and this and that. And although the person is a good person, but something's going to happen and I'm going to have a miserable life. So let me just not engage in that. Let me just marry whoever my parents are telling me. First of all, you know, the parents should realize that this is not what they're supposed to do. Okay, this shouldn't make life difficult for their children. That's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deal with. All right, these verses, they say that the child should respect their parents, but that doesn't mean the parents should take advantage of that. They will be, although the child is not told to get back at the parents, but they will be treated the way they're supposed to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. All right, let me make that clear as well. But what is the child's responsibility in this case? Okay, are they supposed to listen to what the parents have got to say and marry the person that, in this example, marry the person that they totally despise, and they can't, you know, there's no way that they can live under one ceiling or they can live together as a married couple? Should I get married to that person just because my parents are saying and I need to respect my parents? If I do not accept what they have to say and I choose someone else to get married to, is that disrespect to the parents? Is that something that I'm not supposed to do? I'm discouraged to do? That is not the case. That's not what the verse is trying to say. All right. The verse says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Do good to the parents. Doesn't mean leave your life and only do, you know, what the parents say. It doesn't say obey and be obedient to the parents. Okay. As, you know, the same way we're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be kind and nice. Sometimes that kindness, okay, materializes in this, that my father says, for example, do this, okay, you know, arrange your room in this way, I like it better, okay, or buy this piece of clothing, I like that better, or, you know, do this little thing, or choose that, okay, over this, I like that better, do this. Now, if I want to respect them in that case, that materializes in me listening to what they have to say. But it's not always such. If I realize that this decision, if I were to listen to my parents, to my father and mother, that means I'm going to be destroying my own future. I don't like this person to get married to. That doesn't mean that I have to listen to them. No, I make the right choice. I choose to marry the person that I feel is the right match for me. All right. But at the same time, this is where the verse comes in. At the same time, I shouldn't be disrespectful to my parents. All right. This is where the test is. This is where the test is. The test is that you're supposed to make the right choices at the same time respect the parents very respectfully, Mom, Dad, I have to make this decision. I wish I could listen to what you had to say, in this case too, but unfortunately, I can't. But even if they turn back and they start saying very, rude things to you or disrespectful things, this is where the verse plays in, okay? This is where if we turn back and we start shouting and we start cursing, we start saying, I'm not going to have any relations with you anymore. I'm not going to come to your house. That's where the problem is. The problem isn't in making the right choice. The problem is this. So that's where the test is. You make the right choice. At the same time, you give the right treatment to the parents too. All right? I choose the right person in this example for marriage. Yet, when they disrespect me, when they say words that I really don't like to hear, I don't turn back and say the same to them. I say, I'm sorry, I can't make that right, the decision the way you like it, but this is the way it's going to be. And, I make up for it later on. I keep doing good to them if I can afford things that they, to buy things that they like or to do things that they like afterwards. I continue doing that and I don't cut off my relationship. That is how I combine the two. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand His laws and His suggestions, His advices to us better, and that we're able to practice them, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Ya Allam al-Ghuyub, Ya Kashaf al-Kurub, Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافي الخطوب يا جبير المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا